Chapter 67. It was a clear, crisp afternoon in Seattle, the type of day that was just a few degrees shy of invigorating. The declining sun was casting long shadows from the tall pines dotting Fir Crest campus when Sarah hobbled out the front door of the Washington State Public Health Lab. A heavy plaster cast coated her right leg, which she was heartened to know would finally be removed in just a few more days. She winced slightly as she set her weight on a pair of aluminum crutches, her wrists and forearms sore from carrying the load of her broken leg for the past few weeks. Hobbling a few paces out the doorway, she dropped her eyes to the pavement and navigated herself down a short flight of steps. Carefully picking the next spot along the ground to jab her crutches, she did not notice the car parked illegally at the sidewalk entrance and nearly bumped into it. Looking up, she dropped her jaw in amazement. Parked in front of her was Dirk's 1958 Chrysler 300D convertible. The car looked to be in a semi-state of restoration. The pockmarked leather seats had been temporarily taped over, while the bullet holes in the body had been sealed with Bondo. Assorted spots of gray primer paint across the turquoise body gave the car the look of a giant, camouflaged manta ray. "I promise not to break the other leg." Sarah turned to the deep voice behind her to find Dirk standing there with a bouquet of white lilies and a mischievous grin on his face. Lost in emotion, she dropped her crutches and threw her arms around him in a warm hug.
"I was beginning to worry. I hadn't heard from you since the rocket attack."
"I was away on an all-expense-paid trip to Korea for a farewell cruise on Daejeon Kang's yacht."
"The virus they concocted. It's just mad," she said, shaking her head.
"There is no need to worry anymore. Confidence is high that all the samples were retrieved and destroyed. Hopefully that bug will never appear on Earth again."
"There's always some crazy working on the next biological Pandora for money or notoriety."
"Speaking of crazies, how's Irv doing?" Sarah laughed at the simile.
"He's going to be the only modern-day survivor of smallpox in the world. He's fast on his way to a full recovery."
"Glad to hear it. He's a good man."
"Looks like your car is on the road to recovery as well," she said, nodding towards the Chrysler.
"She's a tough old beast. I had the mechanicals refurbished while I was away, but haven't got to the body and interior yet."
Dirk turned and looked at Sarah tenderly.
"I still owe you that crab dinner."
Sarah looked deep into Dirk's green eyes and nodded. With a quick scoop, Dirk bent over and picked Sarah up and placed her gently on the front seat of the car with the lilies, then kissed her lightly on the cheek. Tossing the crutches into the back seat, he jumped in behind the wheel and fired up the car. The rebuilt motor kicked over easily and idled with a deep purr.
"No ferries?" Sarah asked, snuggling close to Dirk.
"No ferries," Dirk laughed, slipping an arm around Sarah. Tapping on the accelerator, the old convertible rumbled deeply as he steered across the lush grounds and into the pink-tinted dusk.
This is Scott Brick. We hope that you've enjoyed this production of Black Wind by Clive Cussler and Dirk Cussler. This program was executive produced by Patty Peruse, produced by Dan Musselman, and directed by Tony Huds. Black Wind is a production of Penguin Audio and Books on Tape, Inc. Copyright 2004. All rights reserved.